Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Redmen TV. It is Bite Size. It's Monday, 17th of July. A time of recording, Fabinho and Jordan Henderson are still Liverpool players. I'm expecting that to move very, very quickly. And come the end of the week, I'm expecting probably one of them, if not both of them, to have left Liverpool Football Club after their stays. So obviously we're going to talk about Fabinho, we're going to talk about Jordan Henderson. We've got a little bit of news about Thiago, Casado, a couple of young players that are due back in training. Florentino Luis as well, round off our news stories for today. I'm going to start with the transfer guru himself, Fabrizio Romano, who said Liverpool and Al Ittihad are discussing key details of the Fabinho deal, including instalments, payment terms and more, after official proposal was submitted. Now that bid, we believe, was submitted on the Friday evening, just gone. Fabinho's agreed terms after speaking to Nuno, but clubs need to negotiate details before the green light. Talks on even today, and that was talking from on Sunday. Football Insider are now saying Liverpool expect to follow the sale of Fabinho this week with that of skipper Jordan Henderson after negotiations progressed in the last 24 hours. Now, this article was from this morning, Monday the 17th. Skipper has agreed a two-year contract with Al Etifaki worth a staggering $700,000 a week, while Fabinho has been given the green light by the club to finalise the terms of a $40 million move to Al Ittihad. Both moves are well advanced and expected to go through and what will accelerate the overhaul of the Liverpool midfield that began with the signings of McAllister and Szoboszlai. Finally, on this, I suppose there's two more little pieces of information. Ian Doyle, the chief Liverpool FC writer at the Liverpool Echo, has weighed in and he says Liverpool had no plans to sell Fabinho this summer, with the Brazilian having 3 years remaining on his current deal, and he was expected to be part of the midfield that had already seen significant change with the arrivals of McAllister and Szoboszlai following the departures of Milner, Oxen and Naby. However, Jürgen has permitted discussions to take place, with the Reds poised to recoup much of their eventual $43.7 million fee they spent on taking the 29-year-old from Monaco in the summer of 18. Liverpool and Al Ittihad continued to discuss the terms of the prospective deal, with the Reds eager for a swift conclusion as they look to press ahead with identifying a replacement with less than a month to go until the start of the Premier League season. And finally, a friend of ours, Neil Jones, talking about Fabinho being on the brink, has said, we'll start with Fabinho, who's admitted from the 32-man squad which travelled to the Black Forest on Saturday. That decision was taken by the club following the arrival of a formal offer from Al Ittihad, which arrived on Friday. The offer is worth £40 million, and Fabinho has made it clear through his representatives that he wishes to leave. A contract with Al Ittihad has already been agreed, and all that remains now is for the medical to be completed and for Liverpool to agree precise terms regarding payments and bonuses. It is anticipated the deal will be finalised this week. Fabinho eventually departed after 219 games and having won every major honour possible during his 5 years on Merseyside. So I suppose we'll sort of unpack it one by one. We'll start with Neil Jones. It was the last story that I read, and he's saying the offer's worth £40 million, and that's kind of been agreed. The contract's been agreed. The medical is still to go. What's interesting is the payments and the bonuses hasn't quite been structured yet. So we know that the eventual deal is probably going to be £40 million. And what we're thinking now is, could it be £20 million up front, £20 million next season? Or is it going to be bonuses for games played and honours won, maybe something like that? So we know it's going to be £40 million. We just don't know quite how that is going to be structured just yet. But it does look like the defensive midfielder is going to be leaving Liverpool Football Club after 5 years, as are six. And I suppose the big conversation here is that, you know, I've certainly been having with myself, and I'm sure you guys have been having with yourselves as well, is what type of a midfielder do Liverpool need to replace Fabinho? Because obviously we've been linked with Romeo Lavia pretty much all summer long. But a young lad who hasn't got loads of experience, that deal seemed to be right when Fabinho was going to be at the football club for me, because I think Fabinho obviously was gonna be there to sort of train and help Lavia progress and develop in his young career. Whereas it feels now like we're going to need somebody who is maybe a little bit older, with maybe a little bit more experience. I expect 200 games minimum in top flight football to be able to come in and anchor the base of Liverpool's midfield. Could we actually see a change of tactics? And instead of going defensive midfielder in the sort of Fabinho mould, could we go for a centre-half who could play midfielder? So that Trent Alexander-Arnold then doesn't have to move into the right-back position and then back to the midfield. Might that be a little bit easier? I think John Stones, Manchester City, could that be where Liverpool are heading with this type of thing? It's really interesting because obviously Mel Reddy and Paul spoke about this on Sunday. Mel Reddy said, you know, we're in for Amrabat, we're in for Gravenberch, Lavia, of course, and there's another player which I forget off the top of my head now. None of these players sort of fit that mould. The Gravenberch one, obviously, young player, could potentially do that if you wanted to, but we're still not sure he's going to be leaving Bayern Munich. Amrabat feels a little bit more like a short-term sticking plaster almost, in that, you know, you're not going to build your midfield around him for the next few years. Maybe you'd sign him along with Olavia, something like that. But
hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
As of today's news stories, there's no one really that we're being linked with. There's no concrete news stories around who could potentially come in. Maybe we're waiting to see what happens with Jordan Henderson as well. And talking of Jordan Henderson, the talks apparently are ongoing. So the captain we know travelled with the rest of the squad to Germany. But Al Itifaki, the side that are interested, doesn't seem to have been any sort of movement on fee there. Obviously, they were trying to get him for a very optimistic £10 million. Liverpool looking closer to £20 million for the Liverpool captain. The talks, as Neil Jones mentions, are ongoing, but no agreement has been made yet. Now, this is a bit of a mad one for Jordan, isn't it? Because he could end up looking a little bit silly if nothing goes through with this. And, you know, without him coming out and expressly saying, I'm not interested, by being quiet on the whole issue, and especially the LGBT plus stuff, if nothing happens with Jordan and he does, you know, end up staying, then it's a little bit strange. But that being said, there's a tweet from somebody. I've no idea what his name is. Apologies, I can't read Arabic. At @i_ab03tb_. I've translated, thankfully, for Google. It says, it is agreed with the Englishman, Jordan Henderson. The player will give up part of his share in favour of LFC to facilitate the transfer. The agreement between the two administrations is very close. So this is saying, essentially, that Al Etifaki and Jordan Henderson have come to an agreement with Liverpool Football Club whereby Jordan Henderson takes less of a salary, I assume, to be able to play and be able to pay Liverpool for his exit. I'm waiting to see whether this is real, to be honest with you, because this guy's only got 6,000 followers, I think it is, on Twitter, and it seems a little bit strange that he would be breaking the news story about Jordan actually leaving Liverpool Football Club. You'd imagine it would be someone like a Dominic King, who obviously writes for the Daily Mail, I think it is, but also wrote Jordan's book. I imagine anything that Dom King says on this is coming from a place of knowledge and facts. Whereas I'm not too sure about things on there. Next story, Liverpool have set an asking price for Thiago Alcantara, which is wild considering we potentially could be losing Jordan Henderson and Fabinho. We would essentially lose our entire midfield, wouldn't we, if we sell Thiago as well. But according to Dave Ossie-Cop, who has been right at the forefront actually of the Jordan Henderson news over the last week, we had him on Redmen Plus as well, picking his brain about things. He's saying Liverpool have set an asking price of £12 million and El Nacional reporting that Barcelona are eyeing a move for Alcantara. Xavi, a former teammate of Thiago's during their time at Barca, have used the midfielder as a short-term replacement for Sergio Busquets. The report states the Catalans have been made aware that Liverpool will seek €12 million euros to sell Alcantara. So what would that be? Not much more than 12 million euros. Not much more than 12 million pounds, I suppose. Now, this one's a bit of a strange one. I can imagine him going to Barcelona 100%. I can also imagine him going to Barcelona at the end of his contract for absolutely nothing and Liverpool wanting to keep him around there, because if you get 20 million from Jordan, so if you get 40 million for Fabinho, then what's the 12 million really going to do for Thiago Alcantara? Yet the ceiling for Thiago when he is fit is obviously so good and so high that you probably want to keep him and his experience around if you're losing those other two experienced midfielders. But you might ask, well, where's he fit into the squad? And that is a question that I've sort of been back and forth on over the last few weeks, because, you know, I know he could play one of those eights, but I don't think he's ideal. I think you want somebody probably who's able to get into the box a little bit more than maybe Thiago, whose natural inclination is to sort of sit back and pull strings a little bit more. Does he sit in one of those two six roles alongside Trent Alexander-Arnold? Well, he's not a destroyer, so probably not, but he could do the on-the-ball type of stuff, and maybe it's a horses-for-courses type of thing. Maybe you'd put in somebody, if we had a destroyer, in there against your Manchester Cities, and you put Thiago in the home games against Everton's. Who knows? But yeah, it seems a little bit strange, and I can't imagine Liverpool would sell Thiago Alcantara at the same summer that they sell Henderson Fabinho, but hey ho, you never know with this Liverpool. It has been a wild couple of weeks, certainly. And to Moises Caicedo, a player that's been heavily linked. Oh, that was the fourth player, wasn't it, that Mel already mentioned, Moises Caicedo. Chelsea apparently are making an improved £70 million plus offer for Moises Caicedo this week. 21-year-old, apparently, according to the Evening Standard, London newspaper, has already agreed personal terms at Stamford Bridge and hopes the next bid will convince Brighton to accept his dream move. Chelsea have already had a £60 million bid rejected for their number one midfield target, and there is concern Brighton will also dismiss this improved offer after turning down a similar sum from Arsenal during the January transfer window. Brighton holding out for £100 million, having benchmarked the fee against the £105 million Arsenal paid to sign Declan Rice for West Ham. This is mental, because I don't think that Moises Caicedo is as good a player as Declan Rice, and I don't think a 21-year-old like Moises Caicedo is worth £100 million. I'm shocked that they could turn at £70 million away. I could understand it in January. I can't understand it, to be honest with you, in the summer. £70 million plus a few add-ons and stuff seems already like you're paying over the top. And if it is £70 million plus and Liverpool are targeting Moises Caicedo, I'm not sure Liverpool will get there. Let me know if you will on Twitter @MrBloodRed, on Threads. What's the new app called by Meta? Who knows? Facebook? Who knows? I think it's called Threads. At cpajack82 or on Instagram if you want to leave me your thoughts on that one. Little news story now about Harvey Elliott and Curtis Jones. They're reporting for pre-season training this week as they're set to join up with the Liverpool squad at their pre-season training camp in Germany after the game against Karlsruhe on Wednesday. They could be in contention for a behind-closed-doors meeting with Gruth Fruth next Monday. Yeah, sorry about that. Always butchering names, me, aren't I? Jones and Elliot joining up with the squad, which would be nice to see. They might not recognise anybody in the midfield room, if they had a midfield room anyway. Who knows? That's always interesting. I said there was going to be some kind of a story about Tuameni. There is. On Twitter, he liked the post from a Real Madrid fan account. And the post read, Tuameni is not for sale. And they tagged Fabrizio Romano and hashtag Real Madrid. And then it says, you understand, at Liverpool. So they've tagged Liverpool in it. And Tuameni actually liked the post himself. And it's on there on his Twitter, on his likes tab. So yeah, that doesn't look likely that Tuameni is going to be one of the top targets for Liverpool over the course of this summer. And even if he is one of the top targets, it doesn't look likely at all that Liverpool will be in for him. So there we go. That's the news stories as of right now, 10 past 12. I'm just going to have a little bit of a refresh just in case there's anything else that's cropped up, like we've sold them or anything else. Of course there is. Liverpool are now interested in Jeremy Doku. Wow, he's a winger, isn't he? Yeah, Rennes winger, Jeremy Doku, according to Court Offside, who claim Aston Villa are also in the hunt to sign the attacker. Cannot imagine us signing Jeremy Doku when we need a defensive midfielder. We might not have any defensive midfielders in our squad. Let's not buy wingers. Let's sort the midfield out and let's move on and attack this Premier League this season. Anyway, that has been Bite Size. Thank you very much for joining me. If you're interested, then the Bobby Doc is out now in all of its glory over on Red Men Plus. And we've got a brand new book, Bobby Firmino, Best in the World. It is a premium format book. It's absolutely brilliant. It's close on 200 pages. There's all kinds of brilliant artwork, stats in there, stories about his time, not just at Liverpool, but before and stuff like that. It's truly sensational. And that's available on Red Memmerch.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time. Ta-ra.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.